Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Great.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Our topic of study of late has been holiness, and we've discovered that holiness has a social component, that it's really about social holiness, which implies, or it doesn't imply anything, it states that's community-oriented, right? That our thought life, our emotional life, our physical life, our acts, our words, our deeds, all of us, what we do ought to be distinct, separate from, singled out, however you want to define that, from the other. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Because they were just nodding their heads. It's radio, gentlemen. In light of that, then, if we're talking about social holiness as really being community, I want to start this week's edition of Word Made Flesh by asking you a question. Gentlemen, why are you here?
I'm here because I needed a change in life.
Why?
I have an addictive personality. I was an alcoholic, not practicing that at the moment. And I needed to change one thing in my life, which is just about everything. Take a good look at myself. Realize who Jesus is and what He brought to us that we could have on this earth, which was helping another, helping the poor, community, bringing it together in His glory. Not just going to church and being like a carnal Christian, that I show up on Sunday and maybe write a check to somebody that needs help or give them a couple bucks and say, there you are. I need to be with the people that need help. They're a lot worse off than me. Out there, this little blue house, it's given me a second chance on life, a whole new lease on life, and I'm learning how to work with people, how to help them, how to show them how Jesus was, what He wanted in the Word. And I mean, it's not easy to follow what He wants. It takes work, it takes effort, it takes humility, a lot of that. But I'm getting there. I'll never be as far as I want, but I have a good start at it thanks to this house, pastor, his teachings, and with a little bit of luck there, a little bit of prayer, I don't have to drink today, and that's very important to me. I can feel good about everything inside me today, and that's God working in me. That's the Spirit coming through.
Good. Good. Anybody else?
I'm here because my way wasn't working.
All right. What about you?
I just showed up as another homeless guy off the street.
Just another.
I didn't know where I was in life. I mean, I showed up for the Fresh Start program at first, but as I started sitting in on... Back up. But as I started sitting in on Bible studies, I realized that I am broken, that I need help changing, that I wasn't as complete as I thought, that my life wasn't as good as it was going. In my mind, I didn't have it all together. And since I've been in the program for the past 3 months, and I've really started seeing how through this holiness study, how we're supposed to be distinct and singled out, and I came here to help, get help, to learn how to be holy and get over my addictions and the anger of my past and the resentment towards past events. And this community and this house is really helping me with that. I have friends here that are helping me. I have accountability from these men in this house, and just,
I got it. Good, good, thank you. Thank you. Who else, anybody? What'd you come here for? Why are you here?
I was living pretty selfishly. I was, you know, my life was pretty downward spiraled and killing myself, you know, in addiction. So, you know, I'm trying to deal with things I didn't deal with, learn how to deal with them. Through your program here that God's put in this house, it's helped me a lot. I've still got a lot of ways to go here still, but I think I'm making progress on how to put my selfishness aside and others, you know, this community in the house here, work together to where everybody doesn't go without, you know, everybody gets enough. And
good. Anybody else?
I'd say for me, it's, I guess recovering my identity, who I am. You know, as Paul said, I think it's in Philippians, let us live up to what we've already attained. Mm. You know, and for me, that's, you know, I'm beloved. That's who we all are, you know, and that's something that, you know, addiction is really, I will have to strip away from my life. You know, I believe the lie that I'm worthless, I'm nothing. So, I mean, I feel in this community, we come here, you know, we're loved on by God and through his people, you know, and that transforms our lives, you know. We get to see the hand of God in action, you know, and then that transforms us and then, you know, and empowers us and enables us to go out. So I think that's why I'm here, to recover that, to regain my identity.
You got anything you want to add?
No, I'm here because I was controlling. I wanted to control every aspect of my emotions and every aspect of my life through drugs and alcohol because it was something that I had a grasp on when I didn't have a grasp on anything else. I went through life looking for rejection because that's what I was used to. I've learned that the women that I was with and the things that I've done had a lot to do with me actually wanting to be cut down. Just because that's just how I was brought up. That's how the household was. I mean, I've had everything in my life taken from me, and it wasn't enough to make me realize what I was doing until somebody really dropped the hammer and said, you need to get help. And it's really opened my eyes being here the last week or so that I just was completely wrong with what I was doing. And me myself being an addict, I don't know about any of you other guys, but I wouldn't listen to anybody, anything and everything anybody told me. Just pot, man, it's not gonna hurt you. It's medicinal, it's medication, and I didn't realize what it was doing to me. I am just now getting to the point where I can actually start recalling things, where my memory isn't such crap. I can literally feel like I have the ability to retain information again and actually learn from what I'm doing rather than just waking up and saying, what did I do 2 hours ago?
Good, good. So we hear that we have a purpose, a reason for being here. And that we've discovered some things while we've been here, regardless of how long we've been here. So if one of the things that we all seem to have in common that we confess and why we came here has to do with addiction. What has been your experience since you've been here that has helped most in responding to your issue of addiction?
For me, when we did the Lazarus study, just going back into the past and just really seeing yourself truthfully, just looking into why I was hurting, why I was using the drugs, why I was using and wanting to feel better through those things, feel better.
Okay, good.
Just I'm starting to realize now that I don't need the drugs and alcohol to feel better, that the joy of the Lord is really resonating in me now, starting to resonate, and that's why that's what's really been touching me, that Lazarus study, seeing the breaking out of the tombs of your past.
Good. Good. Anybody else?
Yeah. With me, you know, I was broken, definitely, when I got here. And I got to look at how much other things that I never looked at. But here I've learned with community, everybody gets some, everybody gets enough. And that's real important to me today because back in the day, the early days, everybody was equal. And today, in our society, there's different categories. You have your wealthy, middle class, and the ones in poverty, and it's not supposed to be that way. So as I'm learning here, I have and we have the power to change that, you know, one person at a time, showing everybody how it's supposed to be. And that makes me feel good inside. So I'm real happy about that. I'm learning. I'm not there yet, but I'm learning to be giving, have humility. So,
okay. I think for the sake of time, just the two voices, common language. It seemed to be plural. When we did the study on Lazarus, when we practice the manna principles of everybody gets some and everybody gets enough, we implies that there's more than one, and somehow or another, we're not doing this in isolation. We're not doing this alone. Biblically speaking, we would say that God's primary agenda is community. Right. If we look at Jesus, that long-haired Nazarene.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Right, maybe. I don't know. Probably not. But nonetheless, it seems as though everything he did sacrificially through his life was to better other people's relationships. He heals the leper so that the leper can participate in the community life of Judaism at the time. The hemorrhaging woman, so that because of her blood, she's kind of an outcast, right? What does he do when he heals the blind man? Sends him off to the priest, right? The inclusivity of the widow and her mite. I'm pointing out the Pharisaic tradition of economic injustice. All these have a purpose of building relationships, restoring the community life that God had created creation to participate in. So now let me ask you, in light of that, if that's God's primary agenda, that somehow or another it's innate in all of us to be in relationship. And it's hard to be in a relationship if you're spending all your time on Facebook. Right? This is the 21st century. Right? And in a country that permeates loneliness and depression, that leads to things like obesity, right? How well are we really doing in community? And so in your life of addiction, you look back on that, what were you really longing for?
Community.
The relationships.
Love.
You know, and yes, as addicts, we were pretty manipulative. Those who people who did love us, right? We kind of took advantage of them. We hurt the relationship. And so we have responsibilities on how we, once we work on our own healing, how do we heal that relationship? And some of them will be salvaged. Some of them will find reconciliation and healing. Others won't. Others won't, unfortunately so. And so then it begs the question that we have a responsibility or to work on restoration and reconciliation. But somehow, as much as we were hurting, what we longed for, ached for, yearned for, was somebody to say, look it, I'm not going to give up on you. would you think it's safe to say that when you come to the little blue house on Broad Street, known as Lenawee County Mission, that what you discover is that God has not given up on you?
Yes.
100%.
And that out of that restoration of relationship, we have the birth of community that we experience in this house every day.
Yes, sir.
That we would say that there's somehow there's a relationship between addiction and grace.
Oh, yeah.
And then out of that that realization comes the formulation of community, which is God's primary agenda. So, gentlemen, I would encourage you as you go forth this day that you recall that you are currently participating in God's primary agenda. Well, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.